Hey, podcast listeners. If you enjoy learning about important issues affecting your world, then be sure to join us this month on WSJ.com as we explore the people and programs helping to solve America's hunger issues. This July, we're partnering with MiniUSA to defy hunger on the Mini Takes the States rally. Check out the program on WSJ.com and donate to the cause at defyhungertogether.com.
Have you got an offer recently from a bank to sign up for a checking account? Apparently, some banks out there are offering some pretty nice bonuses to do so.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Maybe you're not going to get a toaster out of it or a bunch of lollipops, but some banks are offering much more than that if you sign up for a checking account. So finds Bankrate.com. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal, and I'm John Werdock. Joining us is Klaus Bell. He's an analyst at Bankrate.com. He's been looking into how some of these banks out there are offering sign-up bonuses. So, Klaus, give us some of the details.
So we did a survey of the promotions available on checking accounts in the major markets in the U.S., and we found that there are some pretty nice bonuses. The most common range of the bonuses was between $50 and $200. But we found one bonus offer that was $400. So there really are some substantial amounts of money you can get for signing up for a new checking account these days.
Where was that $400 offer?
That's from Citibank. But, looking at that $400 offer, there are also going to be some strings attached to that as well.
I'm shocked by that. Strings attached to $400.
Yeah.
What kind of strings?
We found that the amount of requirements to get the bonus tended to go up as the bonus went up. So, for instance, on that $400 cash bonus from Citibank, you're going to need to have a balance of $15,000 to avoid monthly fees from them. So they're expecting you to have a really substantial amount of money in there that beyond what most people are going to have.
Proving once again that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Well, yeah. It's most of the lower offers tended to have more reasonable strings attached. But some of the most common things we found were the banks were requiring people to have money in the account for a certain period of time. They were looking for a minimum balance. And also they wanted you to set up direct deposit or do a certain number of debit transactions, because the goal of the bank is to get a new customer, and they want to use them as your primary transactional account. So they're putting these requirements in place so that people will actually use them and become a repeat customer.
And who are some of the banks that are active out there in giving these bonuses?
Well, we found some of the larger banks like Citibank and Wells Fargo, PNC, and then some smaller regional banks as well. So it's really going to vary depending on the market. And, just because a big bank is offering a bonus in one market doesn't necessarily mean they're offering it in another market. So these are highly localized.
So if I'm listening to this podcast and I'm thinking, boy, I'm going to get $400 from Citibank, that may not necessarily be the case.
Yeah, a lot of these are going to be focused on increasing their customer base in certain markets. So if Citibank isn't looking to get customers in this particular market, they may choose not to to offer that promotion. So really, it's going to depend on where you live.
What's the backstory here? Why are banks doing this?
Well, banks are already paying a lot of money to acquire customers. They're probably going to spend somewhere around the order of $150 or more for every single customer that they acquire through marketing, through adding staff at branch locations. So what they're doing is they're just making that more direct. They're saying, okay, we'll give you the cash that we may have spent on marketing, and you come and bank with us. And these promotions, I think they really do work.
And what else have you heard about banks giving out in addition to cash?
Well, they have some other kinds of offers, like, gift cards. They might be general purpose gift cards, or in one case, it was an iTunes gift card. So, and we found a really broad range. Some banks were offering just $10 bonuses. Others were offering, like I said, $400. And the main thing that people need to look at here is, they're going to get this bonus one time, but they're going to have to probably live with this account for a while. So they want to make sure that they've gone through all the fine print, that this is going to be a checking account whose rules they're going to be able to follow. Because if you can't follow the rules of the checking account, if you can't keep a certain amount of money in there or avoid overdraft or, many of the other types of requirements that banks have, you're going to probably end up paying a lot more in fees than you got from your bonus in the first place. So, you know, it's really the case where people need to, you know, look at this as a bonus and not as a main reason for opening a checking account.
He's Klaus Bell. He's an analyst at Bankrate.com. Klaus, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
And thank you for listening. If you like coverage of personal finance issues or the stock market or real estate, you have found the podcast for all that. I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.